Bravo. And that's our introduction to our special travel segment that we have every couple of weeks, and it's called Let's Talk Travel with Erin Beckford, your personal travel manager, and she's here with us in the studio. Good morning, Erin.
Good morning, Colleen.
Or should we say bonjour?
Yes, I was just going to say we should be saying bonjour to each other.
Yes, bonjour, Erin.
And thank you for having me in today.
Our pleasure.
I'm sure some of our listeners may have guessed from the French greeting that we made to one another that today we'll be talking about all things France. In particular, Paris, the city of lights, or the capital of France. It's one of my all-time favourite destinations to visit. What about yourself, Colleen?
Well, absolutely. I mean, what can you say? I don't think I've met anyone that doesn't like Paris. Yes, and we can, you know, talk forever about Paris, but personally, I think the best thing about Paris is that the ease of getting around it, as with most capital cities of the world, there's those wonderful hop-on, hop-off buses.
Yes.
That you can get on, have a two-day pass, drops you off at all the main points of interest, and you don't have to worry about underground trains and asking people, particularly when you don't speak French.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, it's a perfect way to get your bearings and navigate the city, like you were saying, without having to read French and work out the you know, normal buses or the trains.
It's wonderful. It really is. And when you think there's, I think, over 12 million people in Paris.
Yes.
Right, so what are you going to tell us about Paris, Erin?
Oh, well, I thought we'd talk about some, you know, history and culture and art. But we've got, you know, Paris has such an abundance of places of interest to visit, both in and around the city itself. So you've got many museums on offer, such as the Louvre and the Musée d'Orsay, which I know is one of our favourites.
Yes, very much the Musée d'Orsay. It's more accessible.
Yes.
Don't have to wait in queues forever. And I love it. It's smaller.
Yeah.
You get around it.
It's a bit more homely.
Yes.
And, you know, with the museums, there's obviously an abundance of museums, not just those two. I always recommend getting a Paris museum pass, should I say. It's a great way to make the most of the museums for the best value. So it gives you access to all the museums in Paris.
And you don't have to queue in line to buy a ticket.
No, you've already got your ticket before you even leave Australia.
Mm.
Some other things you can do, you can take a stroll along the Champs-Élysées up to the Arc de Triomphe, climb the stairs up the Triomphe, and you get an absolutely magnificent view over the city of Paris. And then for something a little bit extra special, if you actually climb the Arc de Triomphe at night, it's open until 11 p.m. And then you look back down the Champs-Élysées. It's called the Street of Rubies and Diamonds because of the headlights and the brake lights up and down the street. They look like rubies and diamonds, so it's pretty special. Lots of, you know, people go there for romantic occasions and
lots of proposals.
Like that. Lots of proposals, I'm sure. You know, if you want an equally beautiful view of the city, you can climb the Eiffel Tower. It's such an iconic landmark, and it's actually a little fact. It's the most visited paid landmark in the world.
Really?
Yes, out of all of them across the world, it's the most visited. So you can climb it, and or there's elevators as well. You don't actually have to physically climb.
Good to know.
Yes. Or you can do what I like. You can get a baguette and some cheese and some wine and sit in, it's called the Champs de Mars. It's a beautiful park located underneath the Eiffel Tower, and it gives you actual views of the Eiffel Tower, so you can lie down or sit down and look up, and yeah, it's just mesmerizing.
It's very popular. That's what we did when we were there.
Yeah,
we just took a picnic and sat in the park because the queues were so long
you
to get up there.
Very Parisian.
Oh yes, and take photos even though we were rugged up to heaven.
Yeah.
Oh, Erin, I'd just love to be back in Paris now and looking and thinking about all those amazing sights. You can never go there too many times. I've been there three times and love it.
Yeah.
Now, what about, we have to pronounce this correctly, the arrondissements.
Arrondissements, yeah.
Or areas for accommodation in Paris. Now, I am a left bank girl because I love all the art. What are you?
Yes, well, I too am a left bank girl, Colleen. So for our listeners, it means if you're looking downstream on the River Seine, which runs through the centre of Paris, the left-hand side of the river is known as the left bank. So the most popular areas on the left bank, such as Saint Germain and the Latin Quarter, they're my favourite go-to areas for accommodation, and they're known as arrondissements.
That's it, arrondissements.
5 and 6. So when you're looking at a map, Paris is broken down into, I think it's about 21 arrondissements.
Yes, there's a lot.
And 5 and 6 are the two, my two go-to areas in the left bank.
And there's so much to see in those arrondissements 5 and 6.
Yes, yeah, I love the fact that, you know, it's right near Notre Dame Cathedral and Pont Neuf, and also walking distance to Musée d'Orsay and the Eiffel Tower, and the Champ de Mars. It's very easily accessible to all those places of interest, as well as having some, you know, fantastic night spots and bars, cafes and restaurants right in the Saint-Michel area as well.
That's really important, because when you're in a city and you're not familiar with it, you want to stay somewhere where, as we say, you can just walk to these areas without having to hop on buses and trains, except for your big tour around the city. And that's what makes it so good there.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, you can sit down in a cafe and people watch the day away, if that's what you want, because Paris is great for people watching.
Oh, yes. And seeing them come along with their riding through the middle of all this traffic on their bikes with the little dogs in the front.
Yes, yes, and the fashion.
And the fashions, yeah, yes, with the high heel shoes on,
yes,
as you do.
Yes, of course, yeah.
Now, what about the food, Erin?
Yes, well, I am a lover of food, full stop, but the French cuisine that's available in Paris is just, you know, breathtaking. You've got buttery, flaky, fresh croissants, you've got garlic snails, and my favourite would have to be the delectable and hot, and for me, always Nutella-filled crepes. I love that there's vendors on every street corner that will make you a fresh crepe, and they're so good, but very bad for the waistline.
Very bad for the waistline. Yes, well, I remember going to, there's a beautiful house in the 16th arrondissement called Musée Marmottan Monet, and it has the largest holding of Monet paintings anywhere. And it's was built in 1670.
Yes.
And it was built, well, around that area, but it's the most beautiful house. We went there, we caught a bus.
Yep.
And went into this beautiful home, which is beautifully furnished, and it has all the Monet paintings in there. And just around from there, of course, was this most gorgeous patisserie and coffee shop. And you looked at the glass counter and thought, oh, I'd like one of those and one of those and one of those. But you realise the waistline won't allow.
Yes.
So you take two and have a cup of coffee.
Yes, yeah.
So it was actually wonderful. And there's another spot, I don't know if you're familiar with it, it's called the Les Invalides, which is the home for retired war veterans.
Yes.
And it is in right in the centre of Paris, and we came across it by accident, and it's got a big park, and you go in with a big quadrangle in the middle, and it's a museum of all their uniforms, all their swords, all their fighting
of
gear.
Ex-servicemen.
Yes, for all over the centuries.
Wow.
And it is also a home for the retired veterans, and it is, we were going to stay there for, say, an hour or so, and we were there for, I don't know, 4 or 5 hours. Wonderful place.
Yeah, that's the beauty of Paris. The, you know, the history and the culture is so rich, and you just get swept up in it and can spend, like you did, a day.
Yes.
Somewhere where you had never anticipated spending time.
No. So it was just, there is just so much to do, and we could go on forever, of
yes.
course. But talking about Paris today, I hope that's inspired our listeners to go along and not be frightened of the language, because I found that people will always offer to help you if you,
yes.
if you usually say bonjour, we are Australian.
Yes. Yep.
They love to hear that, and they will help you.
Yeah, so that's right. I think the preconceived notion is just that, that you know, if you go into another country and you attempt their language, they're always going to be welcoming.
Always. I've found that across the world. Well, Erin, thank you for coming in now. What are we going to be talking about? You're coming in next week, aren't you, because you'll be away in a fortnight?
Yes. Yeah. So, well, just if anybody from today's segment... if they're longing for a Parisian sojourn, if they'd like any information on today's segment or any other travel topics, they can contact myself.
On your number, Erin?
Yes, 1-300-655-427, or they can email the station.
That's right, and we'll forward them on to you. Yes.
Yep. And then, so next Thursday, so we'll be doing a week from today. Next Thursday, the 2nd of November, we'll be talking all things cruising out of Australia, ocean cruising.
Well, there's probably a lot of interest was there, probably almost as much as Paris.
Yes, I'd say.
So about 10:30, just after 10:30 next Thursday, Erin will be here to talk about cruising out of Australia. And thank you for our lovely Parisian segment today.
Yes, thank you. Merci beaucoup.
Merci beaucoup. And we'll see you next week. And you can, as you say, you can contact Erin, and she'll be back next week. It's now 11 minutes to 11. And thank you, Erin. We've been talking to
thank you.
Let's Talk Travel with Erin Beckford, your personal travel manager, proud sponsor of Port Stephens FM.